This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of Israelis have surged into the streets in an outpouring of grief and anger after six more hostages were found dead in Gaza. It appears to be the largest such demonstration in 11 months of war. Demonstrators have been urging the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining captives home. Israel's largest trade union has called a general strike for Monday to further pressure the government. It's the first such strike since the war began, and it is expected to disrupt major sectors of the economy, including banking, health care, and the country's main airport. Pope Francis is making the longest, farthest, and most challenging trip of his pontificate when he goes to Asia and Oceania this week. He will clock 32,814 kilometers by air during his September 2nd through 13th visit to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. That far surpasses any of his previous 44 trips and notches one of the longest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distances traveled. That's no small feat for a pope who turns 88 in December, uses a wheelchair, and lost part of a lung to respiratory infection as a young man. Russia says that its air defenses intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones, including two over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. In total, 46 drones were shot down over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Ukrainian drone strikes have brought the fight far from the front line into the heart of Russia. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's campaign is out with a statement from the Gold Star military families who invited him to Arlington National Cemetery. They're defending the Republican presidential nominee and insisting that Vice President Kamala Harris is a candidate politicizing fallen U.S. service members. It is the latest volley in an extended back and forth as Trump tries to saddle Harris with the Biden administration's handling of the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trump visited the graves of about 13 U.S. service members killed in a suicide bombing during the withdrawal. Harris accuses Trump of having disrespected sacred ground. Philippine authorities have raided a suspected illegal online gaming and cyber scam complex and taken into custody more than 160 people, mostly Chinese and Indonesians, who are committing internet-based crimes. Philippine officials said Sunday that the raid by more than 100 government agents backed by military intelligence on Saturday on a resort compound on Lapu-Lapu City was part of an ongoing crackdown after President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. ordered a ban in July on widespread online gaming operations that cater mostly to clients in China, where illegal gambling is banned. Marcos said that the massive gambling operations have ignored Philippine laws and also committed other crimes, including financial scams, human trafficking, torture, kidnappings, as well as murder. A far-right party has won a state election for the first time in post-World War II Germany in the country's east. While it looks to set to finish a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote, a new party founded by prominent leftists also made a strong impact in Sunday's elections, while the parties in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government obtained extremely weak results. The parties say they will not put the far-right alternative for Germany in power by joining in a coalition with it. Even so, its strength will make forming new governments or state governments extremely difficult, forcing them into exotic coalitions. U.S. immigration policy has shifted the migrant landscape in Mexico City. Far from the shared border, the teeming capital that was merely a transit point for some migrants has now become a temporary destination. Migrants have increasingly established informal settlements over the past year where they wait to receive U.S. asylum appointments from the relative security of the capital. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.